Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1849. It's always the right time to grow. Three ways to reframe your resolutions and become the best version of yourself. By Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. And I'm Justin Mollick here every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. Just hit the subscribe or follow button to get new episodes for free. And it is a new year. We'll be talking about resolutions again today. And really with goals and resolutions, accountability is key. We launched a group a few months back on Viably with challenges and accountability. And now we want to hear more from you. Like, what's working for you? Do you have a unique form of self-care? And what makes that special? Or what about it keeps you going? We really want to know in that group on Viably. In fact, Viably is going to give away the Optimal Living Daily Workbook, that's a $35 value, to the first 15 people in the United States that chime in with enlightening responses about this starting January 5th. So don't jump in just to say hi and think you'll get a workbook. We really want genuine responses about your self-care routine and what's working to help everybody in the group. It's a great group of people there. So come join, give us your responses starting January 5th, and we'll be giving away workbooks to people in the United States just to hear from you about your own self-care practices. If you're not already there in our free community, you can get in at oldpodcast.com/group. That's also linked in this episode's description. And with that, let's get right to hearing about resolutions and start optimizing your life. It's always the right time to grow. Three ways to reframe your resolutions and become the best version of yourself. By Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. Entering a new year allows many of us to muster up enough courage to make changes in our lives. We dream big, so big, in fact, that sometimes we forget that we can break habits and implement new ones at any point during the year. It's always the right time to grow. I could tell you about my many past attempts to reach happiness via lofty goals and little follow-through, but instead, I'm going to share with you the three things I'm focusing on in my life to continue to grow and expand in 2017. 1. 2017, or 2021, is not a fresh start. We may think we need to wait until Monday or the first of the month or the first day of a new year in order to grow, but that's so far from the truth. It's always the right time. Through our lives, there's an opportunity for continual growth and rebuilding, and each year and day and moment pours right into the next. It's time we see a new year as a continuation of the next instead of a fresh start. In the last half of 2016, I've reached a fulfillment and contentedness that I've been seeking for several years. Choosing to begin a meditation practice and immerse myself in all things positive has changed things for me, and I'm so glad I didn't wait for a milestone, change in season, or new year to start. I would have missed 5 months of growth. Start today, or better yet, right this moment. Whatever you do, don't wait. And if you fall off from your goals, don't be afraid to forgive yourself and pick right back up where you left off. 2, be thankful for your past selves. The clock strikes midnight, and we're greeted with a new year. But 2021 you is not a new you. You are 2020 you, and 2019 you, and 2008 you, and 2001 you, and 1996 you, and 1991 you, and all the versions of you that fall in between and beyond. The person you were a year ago helped you become the person you are now. We can't shut out those past selves. We should instead be thankful for the purpose they served. We have the opportunity to build upon our past selves in every moment of every day. That should provide you with a sense of relief. You do not and should not want to be a new you. Just be the best version of yourself you can be. Allow yourself to choose happiness, choose love, choose kindness, choose motivation, choose strength. without concern for a time in your life when you chose insecurity or jealousy, judgment, or weakness. I've struggled with anxiety at various points in my life, but I'm not ashamed of that person who acted out of insecurity or feared others might find out she's not perfect. Those moments have provided me with perspective in growing into the person I truly am. 3, choose a theme or mantra instead of a resolution. Resolutions and goals are great, but oftentimes we become discouraged at the slightest misstep. And those missteps are going to happen because life can get messy. Instead of focusing our energy on the details, why not immerse ourselves in a theme or mantra instead? Make decisions with this one sentiment as our largest priority. This allows us to be adaptable and limit feelings of shame or guilt. Though I see the start of 2021 as a continuation of the growth I'm seeking in my life, I've named a mantra to serve as a reminder of the person I truly am at a soul level, more of what matters and less of what doesn't. Sure, it doesn't pinpoint how many workouts I want to do per week or hours of volunteer time per month or additional loan payments I want to make, but it will guide my decisions. What I'm seeking is to simplify in all areas of my life. When I focus in on what's most important to me and channel my energy here, I feel more joy and magic surrounds me. It's not only in the amount of things I own, but the accounts I follow on social media, the activities I choose for my spare time, the television I watch, the news I read, the chores I prioritize. What do I want less of? Fear-based thinking, mindless time wasters, and materialistic nonsense. What do I want more of? Moments of creativity and imagination, joyful living, and intentional consumption and decision-making. Whatever your hopes are for 2021 and beyond, believe they're already true and they will be yours. I wish for you simplicity, a grateful and joy-filled existence, and the courage to live a life authentic to who you truly are. You just listened to the post titled, "It's Always the Right Time to Grow, 3 Ways to Reframe Your Resolutions and Become the Best Version of Yourself" by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. And a really quick reminder about what I mentioned at the top of the show, we really want you to share your own unique self-care practices with other OLD listeners, old listeners, if you will, who I sometimes call oldies. It's been a long time though. We're so interested in what you're doing. Viably is giving away workbooks to people in the United States to the first 15 who respond starting January 5th. So come join if you haven't already. You can find the group at oldpodcast.com/group. And I have that linked in this episode's description. Thank you for listening and being here, even on the weekends. And thank you for subscribing to the show and sharing it with others. It's because of you that this podcast can keep going. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.